start with Natalie. We'll do intros for Natalie's sake. But you want to go ahead and start and tell them who you are?
Sure. I'm the newest researcher on Jeremiah's team. And before this position, I was working in Mountain Healthcare as a data analyst. And before that, I was at JLCS back in the day as a research economist. So I've been around this team before.
Oh, I'm Allison Stapleton, also a researcher with UDRC.
Gail, go ahead.
I'm Gail
Tilson, Carrie's assistant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm Kimberly Henry. I'm the Associate Commissioner for Finance, Facilities, Research, and Planning for the Utah System of Higher Education.
Zachary Barris, Assistant Commissioner for Institutional Research at the Utah System of Technical Colleges.
Soon to be UTech.
Soon to be UTech.
Soon to be UTech?
Officially.
Okay.
Oh. Well, long story.
UCAT, UTech.
Wait, I thought it was USTC.
USTC. Well,
it's changing.
Again.
Well, no. The name is not changing. The problem is the governor took issue that UTech did not line up. It wasn't an acronym for the Utah System of Technical Colleges.
Tax Commission.
And so they, Commission. And so now we're keeping the same name. It's just they're adding a parentheses, UTech, into the law. But we're still going to be called the Utah System of Technical Colleges.
Oh,
but UTech is being codified as an appropriate name, an acceptable name for it.
Awesome.
A logo to go with each name.
I'm super confused. As am I.
It'll be a lot simpler. My name is Mark Babbitt. I'm Deputy Director for the Department of Health. And Dr. Mish is usually able to come. She's really our data person, but I'll try.
I'm Whitney Phillips, Chief Privacy Officer at the Utah State Board of Education, and Scott Jones is sick today, so I think I'd normally come anyway, but...
Now you're representing.
Now
it's all on you.
Official.
Yep.
So many decisions.
Jeremiah Solari, Manager of the Utah Data Research Center.
Colin Peterson, Assistant Director of Workforce Research Analysis.
I didn't introduce myself. Carrie Main, Workforce Services. All right, we distributed minutes shortly after the last meeting. There's a hard copy in front of you. Everyone can review those, and we can discuss any changes that are needed. Oh, apologies. Do you have copies? Mark has copies.
I didn't have a hard copy of the minutes because I didn't have any changes.
Just a minute. If you want to take a look and if you have a need for change, let us know. Otherwise, we can take a motion to approve the minutes.
So moved.
Second.
Everyone in favor? Yes. Okay. They are approved. Next on the agenda is to give you all an update on the governance document and the MOU. For each of these documents, we created a draft, sent it out to your departments for review. We received feedback from all the partners on both documents. For the governance document, we've implemented all the feedback. We've worked back and forth with different people in your departments, and we have what we feel is a final. The nice thing about governance is it's not signed, so we can change it at any time, but now that we feel it's clean and final, and now that we've given you the update, our next step will just be to send it out to all of you. If you guys are okay with this, we would like to just, for simplicity, send it to the people sitting here at the table representing the advisory board, and then if it needs to be distributed within your agencies, if you'll do so. Mm-hmm. That'll just make things easier for us. So that's the governance document. The MOU, same thing. We received the feedback. as you probably guessed, the feedback, there's a lot of feedback. It's a little bit more difficult to wade through that and make sure that we get a document that everybody's happy with, because we do all need to sign it. We were able to make, I would say, 90% of the changes. There was often situations in which two or more of the agencies were basically suggesting the same type of change, just with different language. So you may see something that doesn't match the language you suggested, but will probably, we feel, does the same thing that you wanted. There are, for a couple of agencies, I was just discussing the example for USBE, there were some suggestions that we can't, they wouldn't fly with legal. So what I'm going to do with that, instead of a blast email to everyone, I will send back to each of you individually, and I will note that change that we weren't able to do, so that if you want to discuss it, we can discuss it. But other than, there was one for health, there was one for USBE, and I think that was it, actually. I don't recall anything from you, she's, and that we couldn't make the change on.
And is this the one that you and Kevin were still going back and forth on a little bit mm-hmm. in the email this morning?
Yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I just want to make sure that...
Yep, that is it. So again, I will send it to each of you, and then if you can within your agency circulate to whomever and take the next steps necessary to where we can get to the signature point. And I know in each agency there's different steps. I believe USBE is going to have to go to your board. Is that correct?
It needs to go to law and licensing committee, which I think we can get in March if it's done in the next 10 days, and then it needs to go to the full board
following month. Okay. All right. Yeah, so if you can take a look, if you see something, Whitney, that you don't think will even get approved there, will you let us know? But I think for the, we took most everything that everybody, just that one that I mentioned. Sometimes we didn't take your exact language, but we were
there's
melding.
There's board members that vote no on it, just on principle, no matter what you put in mm-hmm.
Okay, do any of you have questions about the governance document or the MOU? Okay. I appreciate all the feedback. I know it's time-consuming to do that. So the next is to give you an update on the P20 dashboard. I think you might even want to give some background. Not everyone here may be aware of what's going on with that. So.
Yeah, so as many of you, or some of you know, the legislature... sort of push for this P20 dashboard, and we adopted it as our number one priority for the leadership agenda. So we've been working on it as we're building the system. So I know that we met with Zach and Aaron and Joe several times already. So what we've done is we have a good understanding of the metrics. How are they going to be defined in sort of data terms? And the sort of the next step would be to sort of receive the data and start actually constructing the metrics themselves.
Do you have a list of the definitional pieces that you can send back to us that they agreed upon? Because I haven't seen anything from Joe, but how they're being measured?
Yes.
So we can communicate that back to our agencies?
My team is working on constructing a master plan for all the metrics, how they're being defined. So the idea is having a common parlance of the metrics so that you all agree that this is how we're going to measure them, how they've been constructed and how they've been defined, so that there's no issues in the future when we present them and they're released. Neither you nor us can say this is not how we've agreed on how we're creating these metrics. So that's forthcoming, and we wanted to get that done once we've have a full understanding of all the metrics. And we just met with Joe and Brian today to finalize two metrics for you guys that were sort of defined by finance data.
Just to clarify, we may need a little bit of time to negotiate with institutions a little bit, because we can say we agree, but I can't guarantee that my schools would say thumbs up unless I share that with them in advance and say this is what we're doing. So know that we're in agreement, but I would hate I wouldn't put it past one of the institutions if they didn't like the metric or how it was being measured to call it into question. So I just want to make sure that we get definitions so they understand it, how it's being calculated.
Yeah.
That way they at least aren't blindsided.
Certainly. So that was already part of the plan, and we're going to be sending that out. What I guess I would say to that is, so we're working with Yushi directly,
right?
And it seems like, to me, if there's an issue of definitions, that seems like a business decision.
Which I'm totally, totally fine
side.
With. I'm not asking you guys to do that.
No,
I just need the document
sure.
to be able to...
Okay.
So once it's agreed upon and put into writing, and knowing that you guys are the keepers of the world in this realm, it would just be beneficial to make sure I'm going off of what your understanding
yeah.
is
yeah.
before. Because
yeah.
if we understand something differently and we interpret it differently,
yeah.
I just need concrete.
Yeah, for all of our future work bylaws, just to give a general announcement, we will have this common parlance document, which says what the metric is, how it's being defined, and effectively signatures from both us and you, not literal signatures, but right, some sort of understanding that we are both in agreement that this is how we're going to define the metrics and how they're going to be presented. Because we want to make sure there's alignment across us and you. So since you guys are the subject matter experts on these things, we want to make sure that we draw sort of information from you on how to define these things. So.
And then just a question in the weeds with respect to display, are we doing it at the institutional level, not the system level?
Metrics they vary. So some metrics are at the institution level, some metrics are more at the
system level.
Some of them are even at the like demographic level and so on. So there's variation across that, and we will
and
include that in the
thank you.
We'll include that in the document that we have.
I've seen systems like this. I'm sure you've looked at them too. I really like, and I think legislators really like having a map. And if you could overlay some of the public information that's available in addition to what we get, sometimes that's helpful.
Yeah. So I think we're thinking sort of like a phased approach. So phase one will be like the information that it's been required by the P20. I think moving forward we'll embellish. We'll embellish the presentation. We'll embellish the information and the narrative and stuff like that. And we're going to do that all with your help. Meaning,
mm-hmm.
your subject matter experts are going to be able to provide the information for us. We'll have a conversation with them. It won't be sort of unilateral, ever.
Okay.
Well, we may have to make some unilateral decisions, but
always reserve the right.
Yeah.
When we were meeting with Milner, we really were just the. Worker bees, and it was, you know, Spencer and Dave Bueller who were voicing their opinions about the data, so we really have more, even more of a backseat role on this one than I think we would in other projects.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, I just want to make sure that we are the best partners that we can be in
sure.
facilitating
yeah.
that.
And I have to really give some commendations to Officer Joe. He's always really easy
mm-hmm.
to work with and very willing to give us information, and everyone else in UGF, and, you know, very, very nice, and same thing with USB, obviously, USDC, so no issues there. So.
That's anything else on
no,
that?
No, that's just a few next steps are receipt of data and work on actually constructing the metrics and working with our data communications coordinator forthcoming in the actual creation of the visualizations. So.
Did you receive the data dictionary?
No.
Did they is
no.
finish that?
You just reminded me. Thank you so much. I have not received that yet. I will send him an email. Thank you.
Okay.
And we're putting that out in a phased approach because Milner really wanted something up like yesterday. So.
So when do we anticipate having just even the preliminary skeletal frame?
Off the top of my head, I said something.
No defined date at this point.
No, I promised something. When
I think it's like 3 months.
Yeah.
Okay.
But that was like a month ago. You get caught. They say, what date? And
it's like 6 months from now.
Yeah.
6 months from now.
Trying to gauge, like, how much time can I buy us that won't make her eyes pop out of her head? I don't know. Yeah. Right.
So, okay. Kimberly, has Joe been giving you updates? Or, like, first with Zach, I just worked directly with Zach. And so I just want to make sure that you're being kept in the loop.
Given that you met with him today and I met with him yesterday, he didn't really have a time to give me an update.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but he has in the past with other things.
Occasionally,
yeah.
He'll just say things are going well, mm-hmm. and I'll ask the question. But I had not heard that we were this far down the path
mm-hmm.
with definitions of data and the metrics,
yeah.
Especially since the institutions have now recently seen that this is coming to fruition and that it's being tied to our base budget bills in terms of, so we're trying to, in higher ed's appropriation committee, they decided that they did not want to have multiple metrics separate from the base budget and this P20 stuff. They wanted to try and marry them a little bit more. And so that there's a more active interest as we look at what the definition is on this.
Sure.
So,
yeah.
But he usually does a pretty good job, but it wouldn't hurt to have a touch base in general.
So I think when we send the document that has sort of the definitions and all the information, I'll include you
Please.
In the email.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I think it's tricky with Yushi because you guys have had several people attend those meetings almost like not consistently, I guess.
On the
P2. We had Spencer, we had Dan Bueller, there were two other people last time.
And I think that's kind of our challenge in terms of when it transitions from the policy big picture perspective, then it's like, oh, here you go, make it work. And so now it's, so we're in the make it work piece, and we're just trying to transition into what that looks like. So.
So we've been working on this for almost 2 months now, so on this P20 stuff. So.
Great.
So the next item, when the bill passed, if you read all, whatever, 6-7 pages of it, you recall that there was a section that said DWS is to make rules around getting researchers getting data and things like that and charging fees in some instances. So Colin worked on that with legal, and he's going to explain. And Jeremiah, sorry.
So really this is the notice. We're basically required to present it. Two interested parties, and as defined by the bill, each one of the participating agencies is an interested party. So really there's four purposes behind this. It's to create procedures for submitting a research request, criteria to determine how to prioritize those requests, and information that's required to process a request, and a fee schedule. So for the most part, I don't know that any of the agencies would have any comments, but we're definitely throwing it out there, so if you want to review it. I don't know if there was a certain comment period that we need to have this by, but it will just become final if we don't receive any comments. So
have you sent that out?
It has been filed, yes. And then so there's really two parties we have to notify, and that's interest parties, which is the agencies, and then also potential researchers, but we'll be notifying them as they come in.
So Scott has that.
I don't know if Scott, that's why we're presenting it here.
This is it.
So.
And so this, it looks like it was published in the administrative rules, Utah Journal, so that it's out for all agencies to comment on, is that correct?
I believe so.
Since the date on this is January 15th?
Yeah. And we mentioned with our legal department that
it's interested parties and exemplary news on the
website.
Yeah. We'll be back by tomorrow at 5.
Ooh, that's a lot of time.
He did say that we can push that date, so that's why.
Thank you.
Our proposal was we'll provide this at the advisory board, and he said, okay, that's fine, we can extend this date for the comment period.
Yeah.
So I don't know that we got a fixed date back from him on how long I could go, but
I think he's probably really asking us to provide him.
I would say, let me find out with him, and we can get back to you guys on like a date that we would like comments back. And for the most part, I mean, it's pretty straightforward.
Yeah.
It's how we handle requests coming in. The fee schedule, I know there's a little worry that the partners would be charged fees, and that's not the case. It's only external researchers that aren't associated with one of the agencies. We potentially charge a fee for the use of the data. Really, it's the same. Hey, we have a website that's going to accept data requests and how we do that.
And it aligns with what we put in the governance document as far as what researchers would have to the information they'd have to provide and the process they'd have to go through. So we thought the alignment with the governance document sort of gave us a backing that you guys would be
supportive of.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you notice that we define a primary requester and an ancillary, and the agency is primary, so they kind of bypassing the fee schedules and other things. So.
So any comments need to go to Nathan White? It's a direct questions regarding the rule, but it doesn't specify that comments or our presented views go to Nathan White, or do they go to you?
Either way, he's the attorney that we worked with to write those. So. If he needed us to research it, he would come back to us. So.
You mentioned the fee schedule, but where is the fee schedule and where is it referenced in here?
The fee schedule is
right.
I think
if it's included in here.
I think DWS has a fee schedule,
and
so
we have
it's just
to go on the I don't know if that part's out actually for the comment period. Just that we have one, I believe, is what it is.
And then just as a point of clarification, the Board of Regents is the primary requester, but would that mean any of our institutions would be ancillary? So the institutions that report to us would be ancillary, or would they be primary? So if the University of Utah came and said, we want to request data,
so
how does that play into this?
So a request for data would be managed by giving you access to the data itself. But if you're wanting a research project, it would go through UGI, through you guys, and you would request it.
Okay.
So the difference being just wanting data to be given, like de-identified data to conduct research, is one request. Asking to use our resources to conduct research would be a different request, which I don't think your schools would be doing.
No.
Given that the campuses kind of have a lot of researchers on it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the former, if you're talking about the former, you guys will have sort of privileged access to the UDRC data set. So.
All right. So this is basically if we seek your services in conducting a research project on our behalf.
Right.
But that you're still primary.
Then you'd still be primary, right. But then the schools might be.
They would be
ancillary.
Unless they came through us,
right,
and we requested it on their behalf.
That would be the smarter way.
Yeah. Yep.
Can I save myself an email and request that on item 5, under section 101, our name be changed from UCAT to our present name?
Okay. Yep.
I think the reason we did this is because the bill referenced it this way.
Okay.
So we did talk about that.
I pointed this out actually.
Just to save myself an email.
This is supposed to be reflecting that's the same
the
language in the bill.
Or code.
So it was probably the bill,
which
I mean wouldn't have been changed in the bill.
Right.
But
yeah.
It wasn't changed in code, so the fact that it
Right. Well, we can follow up with Nathan, but at the time we mentioned that to Nathan, and so
he said no because this is how it was mentioned in the bill.
Yeah.
Okay. You're the lawyer.
We'll do what the lawyer says.
Anything else we want to discuss on that? Okay. Do you want to give an update on that?
Yeah. So our third role of UDRC is going to be the data communication specialists. This is the individual that your agency researchers are going to be sort of communicating with in relation to what data we have available, how they would access that information, as well as creating style sheets and creating customized SQL statements for the purpose of creating data sets and so on, and the building of data visualizations. So we have, as of right now, 18 candidates who've applied. And so we're narrowing down the field and hopefully have interviews by next week and then an offer by the week after that. So that's forthcoming, and we're really excited to have an individual who's really strong in their technical skills as far as building data visualizations. And the P20 is going to be the first thing that this person's going to be really dealing with. So, questions, comments, concerns?
Move on to the technical update.
So I have a lot to actually update as far as the technical side of the UDRC is concerned. We've successfully tested UCHI's data transfer so we installed the exportable application on their servers, and we've been successful in transferring test data from your infrastructure to our infrastructure, meaning into our SFTP servers. USDC, we've 99% done. Completed you guys. We just have to. So we've received a file, but through a different convention, we set up your SFTP. It's all completed. The private keys have been exchanged. We just have to run it again and deliver it to that specific server. So we're 99% there. So complete. UDOH, we are meeting with your group next week to present the 524, which is something that Wu had requested. To go over, which is the security information from DTS. And we presented the exportable application. Your team was very satisfied with the security structures and features. And I think once we present the 524, I think the next step would be to actually do the testing. So I think we're about a month away from testing UDOH. So USB, I want maybe for you to take this one takeaway, which is we've met with your security individuals. They approved it. The next step was to do a test of it, and there's been a bit of a hang-up there. Your technology side had to do a couple things in order for us to do the testing, and it's been about a month and a half of delay on that part. I've sent several emails, and the next step would be to include Scott Jones in the emails. So, and the individuals from your technology side.
So you've met with USB security staff, and they have approved the system, but the transfer of data hasn't been tested yet because there needs to be some type of development on our technology side, and you're a month and a half behind when you anticipated.
Yep. Okay. The completion of those things. Yeah. But we would like to test it as soon as possible. So, because we have two out of four, that we think with UDOH, it's just a matter of business decisions there. And so we just want to make sure.
So you've already tested it with two, and it worked just fine.
Yep.
Oh, good.
Yeah, successful. Okay, so that's for the exportable application. On architectural design, so now that we've landed data on our SFTP, the next step would be to grab the data from the SFTP and install it into our data warehouse. We're working on the import application right now. So I've just recently been given a demo of the application. It looks fairly solid. It's working very well. There's still some work that they need to do as far as development is concerned. That's ongoing. As well as the website, which will be phase one. A static website, and just completed the requirements and working with communications as well as our DTS group to do the design and the actual build out. So we're looking at maybe 3 months until completion of that. So hopefully by late May. So we'll have a front-facing static website. Questions, comments, concerns? Anything?
Just a little background on that piece. You probably got the email that UDA shut their website down.
Yes.
I believe last week. Yeah. So a couple weeks ago. Yeah.
Oh, no, they didn't shut down the website. They shut down the actual warehouse.
I guess in response to that, that's why we are doing this phase one approach to the website. It may not be the final product, but it's to get our presence online so we can address any potential requests that come in the meantime. So.
Website going to show dashboards that it's most deployed for exchange information for the file requests, just like you said.
Yeah.
Just general public information.
It's going to have none of those things. Yeah. It's sort of a very bare bone website. It's going to have just information, really. So static website.
To start. And then it will have all of what you said.
So that's phase one. And we're also going to include the P20 information once that's completed. And then phase two will be, a graphical user interface for individuals to request an API key, metadata information, dashboards, and data product, and so on. So as we build that. So we've settled on a logo for the UDRC. I guess we didn't include it here, but I can.
I don't think at the time it was created you had.
Yeah, that's correct.
Finalized.
Right. So I can show you.
You should describe it in words.
Describe it.
It's actually pretty simple, so that shouldn't be too difficult.
Always finding that, I just so you're aware, on our website, there's a piece in the footer, I believe, that we're proposing to put all the logos from the different agencies and
stuff like that. So they're like bits of information moving hexagons, which kind of ties with the state of Utah, and like the beehive type of thing.
Is that similar to hex cells?
I don't know. I haven't looked at it.
I don't think so.
Looks good?
Yeah. Just tell them it looks good, is all.
It looks fabulous.
If you asked Jeremiah what he was doing any time in the last few weeks, 50% of the time he would have said something having to do with the logo. So.
Well, yeah, so Hexel has the hexagon.
Yeah. There you go.
Thank you. Wow. It's the opposite.
The detail on ours is more 3D,
it
looks more like cubes
than
just flat hexagons. So it's the
the design is a little bit more unique. And
yeah.
You just said hexagons, so that's why I went straight to Hextel. So.
So long as the attorneys say it's fine. We'll
yeah. And I think it's unique enough that it's not.
Anything else update? Anything?
That's it.
Do any of you have questions or other subjects you want to bring up?
With respect to the grant and the last visit, are we having any responsibility DRC-ish wise to help address closeout of whatever it is on the other side in terms of system and all that? I'm just kind of curious.
In terms of the visit? That
yeah.
So we got the report. I don't know if Albert distributed a copy across all the different partners, but yeah.
I may have, but it was.
I think whatever I read was really.
It didn't read like a typical audit to me.
That's
it didn't
what
say
I thought.
You this was wrong and you need to fix, but rather, gosh, you could really improve on communication. And so I asked Albert if we needed to create a formal response, and he said no. We just in the next annual report he has to reflect on it and show that we're improving in those areas. So
perfect. Just like I said, whatever I saw, I didn't get a sense of it was. You have to have this and this in place. And, okay.
It was very soft.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Great.
Well, to some people. It's not even hard to other people.
Yeah, sure. Anything else? Okay. So our goal has been to meet every other month. I think last time we checked calendars and tried to get a date, and so. Two months from now would be April 10th. So
I'm gonna look in.
What time are you thinking? Is that this what, like the 12:30, 1:30?
Yeah, we could look at something like that.
April 10th?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what time?
We're just the same time. I'm just throwing out suggestions. We can.
He looks like he's free from 1 to 3.
Can we do like
I could do 1 to 2.
1 to 2? 1 to 2? 1 to 2?
I mean, I can't totally say for him, but it looks like he's been pretty for that day.
Okay, let's do 1 to 2 on April 10th.
You send out an appointment?
We'll send out an appointment. Mm-hmm. Yep, we'll do that.
And where will it be?
Gail will have to look at rooms. We try and come here because of the parking not being.
It is nice.
Yeah, it's not the greatest room, but the parking's kind of convenient, so we try to come here. Our office is the next option if this isn't available, but we'll try and get this.
Zach probably prefers me to be in our building now.
Yeah.
Are you in there, though, the same building?
It's down the street. Only a block away, 2 blocks away.
Awesome.
So we'll need to have you over to take a tour.
Okay.
It's a pretty nice building.
Do we have any other business? All right, we'll adjourn then.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.